never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel as the images.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Like you can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, everyone. And welcome to my program. I want to talk to you about the cancer of society and compare it with your cancer. 50% of you are slated to die from that. That's a huge number. But a nation can also have cancer. And I'll describe that in just a little bit. A nation dies the way a person succumbs to cancer. And the two conditions are very closely related. A person who's attacked by his own cells is very much like certain rebels, people who want to take you over, or a country over, for that matter. The principle is the same. On the personal basis and on the stage everywhere, every country in the world basis. So, malignant cells or malignant people also want something. They crave something. Their crazy craving is the same as becoming a cannibal and wanting to eat your enemy, not because you like human flesh, but because you, this is true about cannibals, you don't know this, but it's because you inherit their soul, their bravery, who they are. That's why they eat flesh. It's not because there's not enough food to go around. Yes, that's why they do it. And the variations are endless. Science has come up with a few decent clues, I should say, about cancer. But one of them concerns the kind of personality that I've described. And they are in our midst. And we've got one that represents a president. He's feeding on you. And you're giving your life to him by not standing up. And then we're going to discover that and discuss it. You losing out your wife as a woman, you are losing your life to your angry husband, your bully husband. And you're looking for peace. But all there is greater war, a bigger war. The more you give in to him, the more you embolden him with the fruit of the loom, so to speak. I didn't know where that came from all of a sudden. But you're giving up your life force. You're giving up your purpose in life to that monster that grows to be a monster. Or he's a wimp. And he sucks on you another way by giving you nice things and buying you a car and saying, yes, darling, anything you want, darling, but you give me what I want. And so therefore you're obligated to do it and you begin to be resentful. And then when you're resentful, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you feel guilty because he's such a nice person. He's not really a nice person. He's pulling on you. He's giving you a sense of worth. But you have to pay for it with your life. That's what happens in your typical family. But this can be played out in the theater of countries. And you are being assimilated by your government, literally. And you see it happening. You know about the Constitution and the right to rise up and all the rest of it. And you see that the end is very near. And you're afraid that maybe another president will be put up there because the number of people who have been demoralized will need have a loyalty to the dark side of the force because he's made of it by giving in to a husband, by giving in to wives, by giving in to bullies. You're giving your life to that person and emboldening them to take your life more and more and more.
Like a tunnel that you follow, a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. I do hope you listened to the opening. But my program tonight is mostly about the cancer of the soul. Yes, cancer, yes. But what about cancer of the soul itself? I was talking or speaking just now, if you were listening to the opening of the program, 800-866-8883, and call me.
You're listening.
Okay, we got just a little problem there, sorry. Just call my phone number. Half of you are going to die from cancer. But the cancer that you're going to die from, that I speak of here, is the cancer of society, where the government sucks on the sucker, all you suckers. But you see what's going on with your country, and please God, things will get better if you ever get to the point in 2016 that there is an election, but I can assure you there won't be. You don't understand the parasites. And the parasite that is not a parasite is something is eating on you. You have an identity crisis when you're dying from cancer. Did you know that? But in a similar way, paradoxically, it is the same principle, the way a person or nation loses out to a dictator. They start by giving in. The little boy who is stopped by a car, a man pops out and says, "Would you like a candy bar?" And he gives in. He's dead. He doesn't see the future. He doesn't see it. You are beginning to sense of a future, but you're afraid to see it. You should have risen up a long time ago. You know that, don't you? It's almost too late. But you have me. Excuse me, I was created for this. I was created for this moment. I'm almost 88, and I understand the game of parasitical rule. Parasitical rule. I have a name for my way that I can bring you back from the hell that is opening and yawning for you to fall in. I have a talk. It's a video. You need to see it. It was Sunday week, but it's still playing. If you look for how to kill, listen how I gave this a name, how to kill the entity in your adversary. That adversary can be your husband, your wife, your spoiled brat, your mother, codependent on your mom and giving your life to her and then hating her because you feel that you don't have a life, but then you still need her sense of worthless worth that she gives you for being obedient as a government. If you live in a house and you may see your son, your brother caught up by that, you may run away. See? Because one is more sensitive, but it doesn't mean to say he's any better off. And we'll talk about these things. But you understand codependency, don't you? What if the government can make you codependent and demoralize you to a degree, that you will need help from the government and into which you have to give your life forces to go along, to get along. And after a while, they'll make so many rules and laws, and they're purposely, with great technology and understanding of fascism, not fascism, that's not correct. Hitler did it a different way. It was socialism or communism, or Marxism is a better word. It has a better feel to it as a technique that is very carefully thought over and exercised to bring a country down. Slowly but surely, cancer develops very slowly and very surely, and one morning you wake up and you have it. There's an entity within you. There's no such thing as a cancer, except ones you get from the sunshine when your skin isn't adapted to such amount of sunlight. But the kind of cancer I'm talking about is an immune problem, an immune system problem, where your cells attack you. Your cells become... Well, you know, let me just give you an example. If I can just play with the idea just a little bit, if you don't mind, thank you, because I can rush this. I don't want to rush it. But you know, if from experience, that when you are intimidated, what happens to you? You've got two choices. And one is being angry and trying to overcome the bully. Or trying to persuade the bully and get upset not being able to do it. So the minute you start to get upset, you are giving off energy. You're giving off your life force to the person who's playing you, who knows how to intimidate you, knowing that you will be intimidated. He knows how to absorb your life force, he or she. And so this is, if you will look at your disease, and 50% of you will die from cancer, and another 50%, if you don't die before you get there, will die from diabetes, all the symptoms of diabetes. So let's take this part here, because this part here is very relevant, although the other one is very similar, but not so clear as I can make it here. My number, by the way, is 800-866-8883. Okay, now my name is Roy Masters. Call me from Monday through Friday. That's from 6 o'clock in the evening, West Coast time, to 9 p.m. And we have refeeds, but not many people get those. So you can go to my website. If you want a refeed, go to my website, fhu.com, and listen to Roy Live. Or listen to Roy, you know, on what they call it. What they call it when they replay. Refeed, that's right. So, fhu.com. And if you want to donate, which I hope you do, because I'm going to teach you how to take your country back. But first of all, you have to take yourself back from the country. And this is a very, very important subject matter. But I will not ignore my callers. Because the whole purpose is for me to help you see what's wrong with you, where you can't see it for yourself. And I can see what the adversary, what the entity in your adversary sees in you, which you don't see in yourself. He knows how to home in on that and eat you a little bit every moment until you die. Even the doctors get in on it, because not that they're doing it purposely, but as they are working on you, you are dying because they don't know what the cause is. You are dying in this country because you see what you've done is elected a very dangerous adversary. And I can show you how, and his buddies, and I can show you, now don't take this seriously, but I'll use the language I used before, how to kill the entity in your adversary. So if the president has that entity in him, did you understand that? So he can't have his way anymore. He may become a person again. If you can do that, if I could let me show you how this is done, it means that you save your life. You may save the president's life, because he's a predator. He is a life sucker. And you are suckers. Excuse me, the president. Are you waking up? Are you waking up? Thank you. Okay. I would like to just give a... I don't like doing this, really, but it's very essential. We only have a little while to the 2016. And I don't believe there's going to be a... You won't have a election there. It's not going to happen. The chances are very high. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know what I'm looking at. Right now, in California, I hear that they're considering letting aliens vote. Now, this was something. That's something that everybody should stand up. No, they're not going to do it. They all sleep, or like the lazy way of life. That's it. They're giving themselves. There's more and more people giving themselves to welfare. Welfare is $62,000 a month. Yeah, it's like, what can you say? You want to live in California? That's not America anymore. It's going to go. We're going to go. So, Lisa, I have to get on a lot of radio stations. I need a lot of money to do that. If I've helped you, if I'm helping you to see your faults and overcome them and overcome the overcomer, then please be gracious enough to support my program. Jesus healed a lot of people, but only one out of ten came to say thank you and give the widow's mite, whatever it would be. It's one in ten. And they loved him. So, but we got millions of people. In order to tip the chances of us becoming a stolen country. What they call a stolen, I'm looking for the word for stolen country. David, help me with that one. No, I'm just a person. We become like Germany. And what do you call that? Yeah, no, but yes, but you're just giving me the process, converted. But it's a dictatorship. I'm talking about a dictatorship. That was the word I was trying to get out of my mouth. So excuse me if I fudge a little bit. But this, I'm finding words and put words where they shouldn't be, where you normally hear them. See, I'm talking about cancer. So you don't expect a person to think of your demise as the result of what happens in your body. And so it really makes a point that you have the same thing in your body. I'll tell you how it happens. Would you like to know how it happens? No. Let me tell you something. I got these calls. Will somebody remind me, say, How does a person get cancer? What is the process? Why do the cells turn against each other? Remind me, because I got to take some calls, and it will lead to something. So let me take my first call, Chris, and you have my number, 800-866-8883. Thank you very much. Chris in California, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay, old boy, thank you.
Good. I had a thing. I just recently started the meditation, and last night I got up and set off this alarm that goes off in my house.
Yes.
And right as I was going into sleep, there was like a sort of like a weird thing in my head. I've experienced this before, but it's like I hear a sound. It's like, and then I like wake up, and then I can kind of go back into it. And then I decided last night.
What do you mean go into it? I didn't understand what go into
it. It's like falling asleep, but right as I fall asleep, I sort of hallucinate, and my head starts shaking.
You're falling into hypnotic trance. Sleep paralysis is like a hypnotic trance. You're halfway between waking and sleeping, and your consciousness is caught in the middle. But go ahead, and then you become very suggestible.
Right. Yeah, and then I had some weird dreams after that.
Yeah, that's where the weird dreams come from, at some place that we'll talk about later if you wish. But I don't think I should worry about that so much. May I suggest that your question is not terribly clear, but a cure for that is to use meditation, that my meditation, the 7-minute one, and there's no charge to it. And it will help you to remove the problems that underlie that. And
okay.
So if you like to call back, I suggest you call back with a different question, because then I can.
Okay. I do have something a little more meaty to talk about. I would rather
that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I want to thank you for highlighting in the matter of sin, and to understand the identity of the person who becomes perfect and is not a slave to sin and is becoming saved.
That's right. It's a becoming process, isn't it? It's how you deal with every moment, and at any moment. You can any moment is possible to reverse the compulsion to yield to another person's demand. But I have learned in my lifetime that the kind of demands that people make on you are very willful people, and you are giving in into the will of that's driving that person to hurt you. And to get inside your gut and release some kind of vaporized food for him to suck on. You understand that? Nobody ever really puts it quite that way. But when you give it, when you are intimidated and when you are shocked into submission and you feel the pull and you allow yourself to be pulled in, even though your physical body isn't pulled in, something is pulled out. And the person that's pulling on you is taking you, licking you like a lollipop, or eating your substance, is eating the energy field that you need to live on as a human being, is eating your soul. It doesn't have any life of its own, because the person that does it to you has already been a slave of someone bigger than himself. So he, in order for him to survive, he has to do to you, to take from you your life force, your spirit, take away your spirit and adapt it to whatever the principle, whatever the forces are working inside your body and your mind. The entity inside the enemy, the entity is the is an entity inside your what is your adversary. See, don't think of the person as an enemy. Think of them as an adversary. But there are enemies like ISIS. Now, this is where I want to make a point. What we're dealing with is the life, people who live on the lives of other people dying to them. Like cannibals. They feel exalted and exhilarated when they kill a little kid. Because the little kid gives off a life force. And they suck it in. And they become more dependent on that. See? And they glorify in it. So what we got in ISIS is like we have in Hitler Germany and other places, but much more sophisticated, much more evil. You've got real, real evil. You have perfected evil. So this requires perfected Christianity. Christianity as it is right now is good, but not perfect enough to deal with what's happening. You understand that?
I do.
So in order for you to overcome the perfect evil, you must find the perfect good. Now is the time. And there's been people like myself who've tried to speak, but didn't get very far. Because of America and those great, gracious people who gave us our freedom and died for what's right, I have an opportunity like no other place on earth to be able to talk to Christians or people who are leaning towards Judeo-Christian concepts to realize they're not, their preacher tells them they can't be perfect. It's not true. You must be perfect, but you must know what perfect is. And so it's important and imperative for you to every person listening to me to become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, just like they are, the ISIS and all the other wicked people that are still around in our country too, that do murder and killing and things like that the same way, but just you call them murderers, see. But you have a nation of murderers, see. It's a big difference, and the country is beginning to develop, feed more and more of them. Because the person who is violated can turn around and become a violator. And then suddenly enjoy the pleasure of his feast, his gruesome feast. But it's all metaphysical. You can't see it work. You can't see the machinery work. It is all in somehow in the environment, in the air somehow, in the engine of your mind. It talks to the engine of your mind and takes you over and makes you one of them. So, a happier aspect of my discussion this evening is that there is the opposite to that. It is the opposite that you have, let's call him, this entity as God or the Holy Spirit. So that is like an entity, but a good entity, juxtaposed against a bad entity, an evil one. But this entity must have full control over you, and you must give yourself to the spirit of Paradise Lost. But right now, as the Christians and Jewish people have it, they're not strong enough, not right enough. They're good and they're right in their teachings, but not good enough. You have to become perfect. And this is my subject tonight. If you want to call me, you've got to become perfect. So don't ever say to me, you think yourself perfect? I don't think myself perfect that way. You need a call and have a good fight with me and take me down or let me show you. Okay, we'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501(c) nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude. And I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
He's the jingle in your pocket, where's the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just a finger?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I was talking to you about political cancer, the slow draining away of your life forces and rewarding you for your obedience to authority. You need to, if you just joined the program, I suggest you listen to my program again on my website, FHU.com, FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding, and listen to the refeeds, okay? And make that a place you can put on your iPhone, etc., etc., etc. And But I have something you really need, since I've the subject is cancer, the cancer of the soul, the cancer of the soul of a country. It's not any different. The principle is exactly the same. And I have somebody calling right now. His name is Fabian, and he emailed me, and I said, call, ask a question this evening, and he does that. So this understanding cancer is for, this is like 25, 30 years ago. I've got so much stuff, I don't know which to offer you first. But my friend came in and just gave me this and said, why don't you just promote Understanding Cancer is 4 CDs, and it's $39. And you'll have everything you know about it, but you really need to meditate. Meditate first, and then understand your other weaknesses, the underlying weakness for that particular disease, okay? But I can show it to you in a political way, how it's happening the same way, and why we are losing our freedom and our health and our happiness, and why we raise the wrong kinds of people to rule us. See, because the wrong kind of people will always pick something worse than them, like the cannibal king. They have the identity of the dark side that represents them as a cannibal king. And so therefore, a nation of cannibals cannot help but look for reinforceable for their cannibalness. And same with you. In other words, the less virtuous you are, the more you put aside your religion and your concepts that made us this country great and free, and is no longer free now, but is already lost. You're already standing there sucking your thumb, while the person you elected is like the bully you elected. You keep giving in and giving in. The more you give in, the more he does you in. The more he ignores the Constitution, and the more it upsets you, and the more polite you're going to be, because you don't want to hurt his feelings. And the more afraid you're going to be, because you don't want to hurt his feelings, because he's getting stronger and stronger, and you, because you don't stand up for yourself as a group of people. Yeah, but he's got his own kind of cancers right now. You know, waiting in the way, you see him in Baltimore. Those are the cancerous ones. The ones, he's behind those cancerous ones. In other words, he's eating them. He's eating them and willing himself through and rewarding them for eating you. Do you get it? I'm saying it in a different way. He's not an intimidator. He's made cannibals. You can see them. Hating good. Haters of those who are good. Hating free people. But you're not really free. You're only... You've got him at the helm, where he's taken away all your freedoms away. And you're not doing a damn thing. You're just thinking of 2016. You may not have a 2016. You may just have revolution and warfare. You see. And so you won't have... It won't be, there won't be a, there'll be such chaos, there won't be any election. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? Can't you see further than the end of your nose, my dear friends? Can you get rid of Chris now on that thing and let me speak to Fabian? Thank you. Okay, so because you're here, you haven't identified that he is there yet. So put the green light on him so he can get on. Thank you very much. Are you there, Fabian?
Yes. Hello,
Fabian. Yes, you emailed me and I emailed you back and I said you need to call me about your question.
Right. Because I was at the meeting. I really enjoy those Sunday meetings a lot. I just moved to Grants Pass. So I just wanted to question you about, how you say that... the woman, the darkness comes through the woman. It always comes through the woman in the family.
That's correct. It's absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
The reason is, it takes too long to explain it, but I have explained it so many different ways, but I can give you a little piece of it. Okay. In other words,
Yes.
Every woman is Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Every woman is Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Every man is Adam failed. Man born of woman. See, you have to ask the question. I always ask the question when a man born of woman has a short time to live. How else would he be born? But he could have been created as the first man, and out of the first man comes the first woman. And then you have a spiritual warfare. The wordless word in the man he created, and the word of the dark side of the force in the woman, because she is further away from God than he is. And it's his job to say no. His job to choose which way he's going to live. Okay. I was saying that Adam was the only person in the world that ever sinned. We are born into the result of his sin, the culture that grew up.
Yes.
See. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
the entity owns the world. From those two, one man's sin and death through sin, and death. But where does the death come from? Well, women give birth to children. But then it says in the scripture very carefully, it says, because you have done this, so shall a man leave his mother and father and be bonded to the woman as one flesh. The man is, that's upside down. See, so that the serpent, the spirit of paradise lost, passes through the generation through women. And men born of women are void of virtue. We don't come into the world void of virtue. Even the woman is not void of virtue when she comes into the world, but she's thrust into the environment.
Right.
See? And as boys are. And so therefore the tendency of being lost like that, when you come into the world, when a man child comes into the world, he cannot mm-hmm. do what he needs to do because he is subject to mother, through the failing of every father. You see, the men go back to the woman like a dog goes to the bitch. See that?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, but the point is, we're not supposed to go to a woman. We can't help ourselves because our father wasn't there for us, and therefore the spirit of the dark side of the force operates through the woman and then infiltrates the family. In other words, it gives shape to the family.
Yeah.
And the boys, too.
But
see that?
Like with my father, okay? He was needy for... They both came from Europe. They were kids during World War II, as I wrote to you.
Yes.
And they were both really traumatized, so they had a lot of baggage. So there was a lot of anger coming from my father. And, you know, my mother was more sweet and kind. But... there was evil coming from both of them. So
but the man draws, the way I put it, and I just have to say it the way I say it, and then we can play with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
He says, a man, let me see how I can say this again, because a man should love the hell out of a woman and not embrace the hell in her for his own sense of worth, feeling like a man. You cannot. A man should not validate himself as a man by looking for the love of a woman, the feeling she gives him. Did we lose it? You disconnected. No, we got lost him in the middle of that. I hope you understood that, ladies and gentlemen. And so Fabian is a good guy. He lives in the city, at Grants Pass here, and we just lost him. I don't know what that happened. And if he calls back, I'll take him. And we're talking about cancer. The cancer of the spirit. Let me just talk to you about that. Let me see what time we got. Okay. Science has come up with a few decent clues about cancer. And one of them concerns the type of personality, while the other relates to the circumstance prior to the onset of the disease. Fabian, all right, I'll listen in the second hour, I'll take this subject up. Fabian, keep going. Where was I? You understand that the untamed woman has her way with Adam. Adam makes the final mistake by the worst he can do, the worst thing a man can do or anybody can do is to make an excuse. He makes the excuse, compounding his problem.
Right.
Now,
right.
God is not angry. He knew that if he made two people like that. See, you human beings are not made out of animals are. They have a different root, and that root is falling from a spirit. And God knew, in his mind, he's got a problem on his hand. He cannot create love. Love it must be a free choice. A free choice, yes. It has to be a free choice. And God knew that if he took the ground and made it into a man and take something out of the man and made it into a woman, he knew if he did that a billion times, it would be the same thing. He's given them a choice because they're not mature enough to see what the dark side of the force has. See, that cleverness, cunning. And that has a history in itself, why they're there. And we won't go into that.
Yes.
See? But he made evil. He actually created evil, and I can explain that to another time. But the point is, the woman is now infected, and he eats of that fruit, and he's infected. They're both infected.
Right.
Now they give birth to children, and Cain kills Abel. That's how quickly it passes from generation to generation.
Right, but now everyone's infected, right? Almost
everybody in this, everybody coming into the world is infected, except maybe very few people like me.
So I guess I don't understand how.
I don't know why.
You know, I understand.
Moses went down the River Nile in a basket, so he escaped it. He went into a kindly place where his intuition was preserved, unknowing to the princess that became his mother. And then you know the rest of the story. All right, we'll be right back. It's difficult for me to change from, you know, making a point, very serious point, and then suddenly saying, please support my program so I can reach more people. And what I'm saying is not easy to explain. Sometimes I flubber, and I flounder. And that's all right too, I hope. Well, what I'm trying to say is I'm not making this up as I'm going on. It is intuitive. An intuitive thing that will come to me in a special way depending upon who I'm talking to. See? And I'm talking to a gentleman in Fabian, but we're talking about women, but women basically are, excuse me saying this, don't get upset, ladies, because I can explain this, parasites. And when men lose their manhood, they also become parasites, but they are bigger parasites, because tyrants are mostly men, in case you didn't know, aren't they? Because they have a bigger brain, excuse me saying this, and they could be more wicked. And they have more power than women do. But women have a subtle power, see? And a supportive power. Because Eve seduces Adam. And then eats of the food. And therefore, the dark side is an entity. It enters her, and now enters him. And he turns around and makes an excuse. You think God didn't know what he did when he says, did you eat of the fruit? And he says, no, Eve made me do it. And even today, men blame women for what goes wrong with their lives. See that? They blame women. And ISIS does the same thing. They make the women into slaves. That's what they do. and then make them, give them as much pleasure as they can stand, and then feel such guilt that they project the guilt on the women as if it was the woman's fault, and they beat her up. And that's how they develop the perfect wickedness. It's the women it's the misuse of women. And I say to you, gentlemen, that you need to find what Adam lost. And that's redemption. And it's waiting for you. Because you never have been guilty, because the entity within you has been living through you, or you are beginning to be a meal for a density. You know what? I started off as a commercial. I ended up with saying something valuable. But to finish the commercial aspect of it, I need your support. And if I help you, then please pay it forward. Because the reason why you're hearing it, this program, is because people are paying it forward. Had they not done that, they would have been amiss. You see, they've been wrong. So having paid it forward, you're able to hear me. And so please multiply that by, if you are, only if you get better, only if I help you, or what is in me helps you, that's more accurate, would I expect you to consider supporting my program as soon as possible. Thank you. All right. And make it regular if you will. Thank you. Okay. Fabian, I'm getting at something. Men are born of women. And they cannot help, and they do not have, they lost the minute they're born. They are thrust into the environment of mother, not father. And the very act of being born, coming from an imperfect woman, violates that child. And you don't see the violation, but you may see it as love. Or you may understand it, but not exactly see it as contempt for you because you're a boy. That's because of the issues that mother had with men, fathers. But whatever it was, if you're born of woman, you cannot help but be infected by the Eve syndrome, Paradise Lost. And so, but culture has a lot to do with it, as what form it takes, the shape of what form it takes, and the language, see, and the customs. But they're all different, but they all have the same process, of the same background. Generations. If you go generations and generations and generations, you'll see only two people. If you want to take ostriches in your farm, you have to start with two. It's very simple. And you can make, then you can play with nature. You can make little miniature ostriches. You can make big ostriches. You can say blue ones and green ones. But you're all ostriches, like you do with dogs. You can make little tiny dogs and big dogs. And all kinds of different varieties. But all dogs. All people. And you can't get the peopleness out of a person who is a pygmy. You take a pygmy kid and put him in a college here, or maybe not here, maybe somewhere else. He's too corrupted over here. And he can become a doctor, psychologist, or whatever it is that he's capable, fully capable, he'd just be smaller. That's all. It's everywhere, though. The problems of marriage and relationships is always corrupting men. Women can't help but to corrupt them. Women can't help but to really look for a real man. I think if I can talk to all the real men, all the real women listening to me, they will, I think, agree with what I heard long time ago on 60 Minutes, where a beautiful actress was saying she was very rich and had a lot of money, but she would give all of it if she could find a man that could say no to her. That says it. So before you think of getting married, before you think of getting into a woman, understand she's going to get into you and she's going to hate you for it. Guaranteed. Have utter and complete contempt. Now, your next move in this chess game of life, sir, is to do one or two things. You've enjoyed the pleasure, but you're now connected to her, and what she's connected through the generations. She's into you now. As you get into her, she gets into you. You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Same thing. And so therefore there's something in you that shouldn't be, that cries for her love. See? And damned if you get it, and damned if you don't, in case you didn't notice. Correct or not? Everybody stand up and say hurrah. Because it's exactly right. The more you give in to her and look for her love and look for your completion, you could become a complete ass, not a complete person. You could become a wimp for love, a beast for love, nothing more. You look at the wimps all walking around. And then what else do you do? Where else is the mischief, evil, lurking? Dope pushers. Oh, well, dope pushers are not illegal anymore. You can pop is now legal. Oh, how wonderful. Cigarettes, yes. What else is next? I mean, drugs, alcohol, abundance of food. You're dying from that too. The more you get into food, the more the spirit of food, yes, gets into you. How does a woman make a man happy? By giving him a nice dinner. And then sex. And then no sex. And then no dinner. Also, something similar, anyway. There's so many varieties. Do you understand where I'm going with this, Fabian? Is he gone again? Is Fabian... Fabian must be gone. No, you can't hear me? You can't hear me. So he must have dropped off. Thank you very much. Could you just listen to that telephone to see if there's something wrong with the telephone that we can call somebody in? Okay. All right. So I started saying, and then the nation dies the way a person succumbs to cancer. Yes. And the two conditions are very closely related. I said that in the beginning. In other words, you attack by your own selves, and I will take up that subject in the next one. This is one minute. Okay, so let me just give you an address to send your check to, your tax-free place where you... Yep. Yeah, is one Post Office Box 1000. I hesitate sometimes because there's some things that enter my mind I want to talk to you about. I've got to go straight to this so you can know where to send your check. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 975-2828. That's it. Thank you for your support. Go to my website, fhu.com/donate, and you can donate that way. If you